And today we're going to announce the winners. And we've got four awards. We've got the People's Choice Award, we've got the Innovation Award, the Citizenship Award, and then the Gaming Award. And so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna announce the winners, and they'll come up and we'll let them know who won. So for our very first award.
Drum, please.
So this is the People's Choice Award, and our winner is Gunlock. So come on up.
They're just awards.
Oh, yep. Come on up.
And do we, no, okay.
Congratulations, come shake his hand.
Yep.
There you go, good job.
Congratulations.
There you go.
Congratulations.
There you go.
All right. All right.
Perfect. Yep. All right.
All right. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Gunlock.
All right. Now, our second award is an award in the innovation category, and our winner is HealthX. Come on up.
Come on. And they win
$4,000. Yes. Congratulations.
There you go.
All right. Our next award, our next award is in World Citizenship, and our winner is Bolo VR.
Hey, shake his hand. You're welcome.
Awesome. You can hug her too.
They wanted the check really fast.
Yes. All right, and pictures.
Smile.
You gonna get in?
Yeah.
All right, and we have one more award.
Last award.
And this award is the games category winner. And our winner is Mild Beast Games. Congratulations. Congratulations.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Congratulations now, to all the teams. And everyone clap for John Shushak.
All right. All right, so we're going to get a chance to see some of the stuff. All right.
We are going to get a chance to be able to see these winners. Not only pitch, but we're going to give a quick video highlight of their demo experience so you get a flavor of their technology solution. And so we're going to do that rapid fire. They've been practicing all week their 5-minute pitch. So we are going to put it to the test live in front of all of the Build attendees.
Outstanding. All right. Thanks
Thank
very
you, John,
much.
Thank you, and give them all a round of applause. Where's Liz? And now we'll cue the video.
So welcome to HealthX. HealthX, as stated before, is a eye tracking game that is used to diagnose and treat lazy eye. What we're trying to do is basically put this in schools as a screening device and put this in ophthalmology clinics as a diagnostic device.
Awesome, give them another round of applause. Now we're going to invite HealthX to pitch to you live in front of the audience. HealthX. This way is the stairs for you. There you go.
All right. Imagine seeing the world with one eye, like the image on the left, but your other eye sees the world like the image on the right. That's what it's like to have lazy eye. We aren't born knowing how to see. It's something we develop as we grow up. If one of our eyes doesn't learn to see correctly, you can get lazy eye. Lazy eye affects 1 in 40 children. To put this in perspective, on average, you will have at least 10 Facebook friends who have or have had lazy eye. If it's left untreated, you can get vision loss, and it gets worse. It doesn't get better on its own. It goes on into adulthood. 50% of all preschool-aged kids who have lazy eye have not been diagnosed. Current diagnosis involves a complete medical examination. Catching it younger is better, but diagnosing a young kid with a complete eye exam that can take 15 minutes is frustrating and difficult to do. Treatment involves patching the good eye and forcing the kid to look through their weaker eye, which is also frustrating, and you have to wear an eye patch for a long period of time. It can be embarrassing. Compliance is low. We want to change that paradigm. HealthX is an eye tracking game designed to diagnose and treat lazy eye.
So imagine you go with your kid to the hospital. You let your kid play 5 minutes of video game. 5 minutes of video game can save your kid's eye. That's the future. Imagine a future where a video game can be a doctor. We are there. This is Lily, and Lily is currently using our game in the University of Utah Hospital. That's where we're doing our current client. She's so adorable, and we love to help her as other kids around the world. So our game is fully controlled by eyes movement. So the basic mechanic of the game, you look around the arrows you move, you look at the enemy you shoot. The size of the enemies, the way they move, and the path that they take, all of those are triggers for lazy eye. Once lazy eye has been triggered, we can make a diagnostic decision about the patient condition. This is a tool we're going to provide for ophthalmologists. We're going to be one of the first people to provide a daily update status about the patient's eye for lazy eye for ophthalmologists. We can keep progress of the patient status for what is going on, if it's improving or it's not. We're going to be one of the first. This game has been developed with top medical professionals, business mentors, and engineers. We're so happy for all support we got from University of Utah and Center for Medical Innovation.
So real quick, the market here is actually really decent. If you do a back of the napkin, bottom up analysis, you got 9 million lazy eye cases in the US currently. We're gonna charge a proposed $140 fee for a diagnostic procedure. That gives you a rough estimate of about 1.3 billion domestically, which we're not gonna get into global. There's a lot of variables. And also potentially we can get into other eye conditions. Key takeaways from a business viability perspective: lazy eye diagnostic market is extremely underserved. So we have a few competitors in the space. They all focus on treatment. Nobody is focusing on diagnostic. We've been in clinical trials for 3 months and we've noticed preliminary positive feedback. We have two primary schools in Utah that are currently interested in using our systems, and they will be the first schools in Utah to use a fully automated software solution for the diagnosis and treatment of lazy eye. Our business model is B2B with a per-use fee, which is a really convenient and scalable business model to have, and we have a small cost of goods sold relative to our revenue, which should mean decent profitability. Through screening, diagnosing, and treating lazy eye, HealthX is restoring vision one game at a time. Thank you.
Thank you. Give them a louder round of applause. Next up, we have the World Citizenship winner, Bolivar, who will be demoing through video and then pitching as well.
Okay, so we're team Bolo VR, and what we've created is the best. It's a police training simulator. And we're heavily focused on de-escalation. Yeah.
We're the only police training simulator to focus exclusively on that. It's a serious problem that costs states a lot of money, but also the trust of the people or their communities. And so we want to rebuild that.
Welcome, Bola VR, to the stage.
Thank you. So yeah, we're Bola VR, and our police training simulator is called BEST. It stands for Behavior, Ethics, Strategy, and Tactics. And in 2007, there was actually an officer that was responding to a high-speed chase, and as he was entering an intersection, he was just flipping on his lights and getting up to speed. And right at that same time, a civilian drove into the intersection, and there was an accident. And the accident unfortunately involved my brother-in-law, who was killed in the incident. And it's a really tragic situation. And we understand how intense it is for officers to operate and do what they do day by day. And so part of this project is to actually help them make good decisions.
Do we have our slides here? Okay. All right, so like he said, BEST stands for Behavior, Ethics, Strategy, Tactics. It is the first police training simulator to focus specifically on de-escalation of conflict. So there are two numbers on the right here that are really important. You've probably heard about incidents in places like Ferguson, but the media hasn't even reported part of the problem, really. There are accounts that have 1,205 American citizens have been killed in 2015 by police officers in the United States. And at the same time, 127 police officers were killed in the line of duty. And so it's just this tragedy that's happening all the time in America. Those people have names, they have faces, they have families. And it hurts those families, and it also hurts the communities that they're in, and it reduces the trust that they have in law enforcement. This shows state by state the number of citizens, the number of officers who have been killed. Every state up here has at least one person who was killed in 2015. California, where we're at right now, had the largest number at 217 people killed, and then there were 6 officers who were killed as well. And not only is there a cost to the state and to the trust and the peace of our communities, but but even financially for our states, it's costing between $750,000 and $1.5 million every time someone dies in one of these situations to go through all the legal cleanup. So one thing we've looked at as a team is the training out there right now is kind of like a light switch. It's on or off, shoot or don't shoot. And anyway, we believe that police should be armed not only with weapons, but with options. And we don't want them just thinking shoot or don't shoot. So we started this journey by meeting with a group called POST, Peace Officer Standards and Training, and they've been helping us along the way, making sure that what we're producing is something that's actually useful for law enforcement training academies. And they plan to use this in all of the police academies in the state of Utah, where we're from, as well as in continuing education. This is Lieutenant Wade Brewer, who is part of POST, and he's been helping us, and right here he's testing our virtual reality product. There's a huge market for VR, and the state of Utah paid $750,000 for a simulator that it doesn't even focus on de-escalation, and so they're expecting to pay something like that for our product once it's finished. And it'll save them many, many times that every year if we're able to be successful with our training. Internationally, these are the 30 countries with the largest police forces. The United States is third. China and India have larger ones, but anywhere where you have a lot of police, there's a need for training like this. And we plan to install equipment in some of the police headquarters, but at the same time, or police academies. But at the same time, we have a partnership with an organization called The Void, which just raised about $250 million to build about 300 virtual reality amusement parks throughout America. And so police will be able to use our training in these Void locations, and we've been testing it there for the last few weeks. These are some of the technologies that we've been using. Microsoft Visual Studio we use every single day. We also use Unity, Emotive, Oculus Rift, which was just released 3 days ago commercially, the Leap Motion, and we're able to track things like body language, proximity, tone of voice, and emotion, and give real-time feedback to officers. And so we're very excited for them to be able to use our training, and we believe that as we continue to develop this and really get it out there to the market, that we'll be able to change that number to something much closer to this number. Our goal is to have zero police officers and zero civilians killed, and we can do that with our efforts, but also the community, which includes you, and the Imagine Cup. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Give them another round of applause. Where's the clicker? And last but certainly not least, we have our games category winners, Mild Beast Games. Step on up. And before they go on, we are going to show a quick video highlight of their demo from today.
Hey, we're Team Mild Beast Games. We're from the University of Southern California. I'm Mac, this is Teddy, and that's Aaron.
We wanted to take that same screen experience and build a game that really embraces that idea. So that brings us to Sundown. What Sundown is a same screen local multiplayer stealth shooter.
Hi, I'm Aaron Hong, this is Teddy Park, and this is Matt Goldwhite. We're Mild Beast Games, and today I'd like to speak to you about Sundown. So, first of all, I'd like to start with our inspiration for the game. We've all been gamers since childhood, and some of our fondest memories of playing games was with family and friends playing on the same screen, like on the couch, and like getting to talk to people and be in the same room with people. So with Sundown, we really wanted to recreate this experience, and we wanted to embrace this idea of local multiplayer and same screen gaming. So what Sundown is a top-down local multiplayer stealth shooter. So you may be asking, how does stealth work if it's local multiplayer? Well, imagine this. You're playing the game next to your friend sitting on the couch looking at the screen. And in the game, everything is dark. You're using the sword and your friend is using the shotgun. Your friend with the shotgun just fired, so the gun flash reveals where he is. So how are you going to approach him without being seen? You'll probably have to go through the dark and bumble into a bunch of walls, right? Well, actually, walking into walls is helpful in our game, because when you walk into a wall, your controller will vibrate. This lets you know exactly where you are based on your inputs and what the map looks like. So this way, players can be looking at the same screen and know different things about the game. And we think this mechanic is very easy to master, yet it allows for high potential skill cap.
So Sundown has a variety of different weapons, each with different play styles. So let's say that you have a wall in front of you, and your friend is right behind it. So how are you going to get to him? Well, if I take out my revolvers, I can shoot at the wall, and the bullets will bounce off the wall and hit him, even though he's on the other side. Or let's say that your friend is all the way across the map. So how are you going to get him? Well, if I have the rivet rifle, I can charge up my shot, and the bullets can go through walls. So we have a lot of different weapons that can help you play however you want to. We also have many different maps with different light mechanics. So for example, we have the mansion level, which has lightning that periodically lights up the screen, so you can see everyone in it.
Hey. Yeah, so for distribution, we're hoping to release on Windows, Xbox One, and PS4. We've already gone through Steam Greenlight, so you can check us out on there. And we have a working demo on Xbox One, so we're really excited to release on those platforms. In terms of marketability, we feel like our target audience is really similar to some of those favorite games that Aaron was talking about earlier. Super Smash Bros. So we feel like sort of preteens, teens, college-age students will be really in our game. And we've showcased our game at a lot of other festivals as well as here, and we've gotten lots of feedback from that. Over 1,000 people have played our game. And most of it's been positive, and it's been really great. So I think that's a great sign for the game's marketability.
So yeah, some of our future plans is to add online multiplayer and computer-controlled AI bots so that even if your friends aren't over, you can still practice and make sure that you beat them next time they're around. We also want to add more weapons, maps, and game modes so that you can continue to play the game and not get bored of it and still have your money's worth. So that is Sundown. Thanks, everyone.
Great job. And just on behalf of the U.S. Imagine Cup team, I want to congratulate all the winners again and all of the participants. Over the course of the past couple of days and the months that we reviewed thousands of applications, we were inspired by all of the finalists here today. So continue to inspire us all. We are going to be there with you 100% to support your journey and building businesses and new technology solutions that really change the way we play, solve problems, and move forward in the world today. Sound good? Yes. And so on behalf of the U.S. Imagine Cup team, I want to thank all of you for attending and viewing our winners. I want to thank all of the folks both online and here that voted for these teams, the People's Choice, and our amazing speakers and judges for all of their time and commitment on making this event a success. Thank you all.